Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 20th of February, 2024, and I hope you're well. It's a beautiful day here, though cold, in North Carolina. And I wanted to read the blog post that I did this weekend, and the title of it is, What Do You Feel? So let's start. What do you feel? Stop, pause, and pay attention to what you are feeling at this very moment. Open your heart and accept those feelings with compassion and love. Dear one, it is time to stop suppressing the feelings that rise within you. Acknowledge them, feel them, and release them. They are markers to show you where you are on your journey. They can show you the next step on your path. You live in a world of duality, not only around you, but within you. This is by design. But now is the time to rise above the dualistic nature of this life into oneness. If you are reading this, you are ready and eager to grow. Ask for help and support with this process, for it is new territory for many of you. Over the years, you have tried to hide those negative aspects of your personality. But dear one, you are more complex than you realize. And at the same time, your true nature is simply one of love and only love. You are a unique individual living in a world of mirrors, reflecting back what you have sent out to this world. If you have been kind, you will notice much kindness in return. If you have emitted anger and fear, you will find yourself surrounded by the same. Consider those you do not like and ask yourself if they exhibit similar traits to those you do not like in yourself. Who are you drawn to as you move through your day? Do they exude warmth and generosity? Or do they act like someone in your past who was harmful to your psyche? It is human nature to be drawn to the familiar, even if it does not serve your best interests. It is human nature to dislike those who have quote-unquote negative traits like your own. But this is a time of awakening, a time to review your life's choices more clearly without self-judgment. Understand that each choice has provided a lesson to be learned. Clarity with compassion shows where you have been and how far you have come. Clarity will show you a different path to take from this moment on. Dear one, you are a divine being experiencing a human life. But as the ascension grows in strength, you are being gently led forward to embrace your divinity, your connection to oneness. The ascension is encouraging you to move away from duality into oneness. Part of this process requires you to be honest with yourself about how you are feeling and how you lived your life. Can you acknowledge, release, and let go of old emotions that no longer serve you? Can you do this without self-judgment? Self-compassion is as important as compassion for others. For we remind you that all are one. We remind you again that life happens for you, not to you. Every aspect of your life is an opportunity for growth, for ascending higher into your true position of oneness with all. You are loved unconditionally, no matter how you have lived your life. You are loved unconditionally, without judgment, no matter how much you judge yourself. You are loved unconditionally, seen as your true self, a being of light, here to help raise this world and beyond into higher existence. Accept this truth about yourself. Accept our love and accept our help to clear the fog from your eyes. Oh, dearest one, we believe in you and will see you through if you allow us to help. Love yourself as you love others. Forgive yourself as you forgive others. Have compassion for yourself as you do for others. You are no better or worse than another. You are one with them. Open your eyes and your heart to your true nature. Dearest, dearest one, with all of thee. Another reminder of who we are and how to move forward gently Oh, my heavens, if we could only stop that self-judgment and replace it with compassion, self-compassion, we'd be in a better place. It's really hard when you're used to being a certain way, being treated a certain way. It's really hard to turn away from that. You think you deserve one thing, and you don't realize the possibilities open to you in your life. I think we all have blinders on. We were treated a certain way growing up, and we think that that's just the way it is, but it's not. There are so many other possibilities out there. We lived often to serve somebody else, when in fact serving ourselves, loving ourselves, growing ourselves, is the best thing we can do for this world. Because as you raise your own energies, as you feel comfortable with yourself, surround yourself with love, your particular frequency changes, it rises, and that affects the whole world. It's really not something we're taught growing up, is it? But anyway, it's just something for you to think about. Sorry, my allergies are kicking in today. But just be aware of what you're seeking in life and maybe the patterns that you are continuing that perhaps don't serve you anymore. I think that's the hardest thing. So, just more to reflect upon. I hope you're well. I send you much love and support. Know that there are so many benevolent beings reaching out to help you. You just have to ask for help. Do so. I hope you do so. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Until next time. Bye-bye.